The subject of spanking is a hot topic in parenting circles, and rightly so. The Bible indicates that spanking is a tool for discipline. On the other hand, there are people who are very sensitive to the issue of child abuse and anger in parents and the misuse of physical forms of discipline, which raises the guard for many people. So it's a hot topic on a number of different levels. Furthermore, some people have experienced in the past either spanking in a good way or in a negative way, and it influences their whole approach to discipline.
So certainly as parents, and we're working on developing a philosophy of discipline, we want to wrestle with this issue of spanking a little bit and come to some conclusions for ourselves, for our own families. How are we going to handle the issue of spanking?
When spanking is a tool in your parenting toolbox, it's important to remember these things. But it's important to also realize that if spanking is not a tool in your parenting toolbox, to remember these same things. These are important things that we all must remember when we're coming to the discipline process. First of all, anger is dangerous. It's counterproductive to the discipline process. That's important for those who choose to spank and for those who don't. There are some who make major statements in their opposition to spanking, but at the same time, they don't deal with anger. And so the anger becomes damaging to the parent-child relationship. Anger actually damages the child. And so it's that anger that's destructive. There are some who justify spanking because they go to the book of Proverbs to do so, while at the same time, they don't get rid of their own anger, and they're actually doing damage to their children.
The anger is so dangerous in the discipline process. I think as parents, we want to step back and ask ourselves, what's most important here? And I think it's managing our own emotions first, and then whether we choose to spank or not to spank is not as significant as what are we doing with our own emotions and what is the purpose of discipline in the child's life. And that's going to help us come to some good conclusions.
We realize that spanking doesn't work with all children. And we have to remember, of course, that the goal of discipline is not justice or revenge or consequence. That is not why we're doing. Some parents have in their mind some kind of a T-chart that says, all right, you did this, so this is your discipline, and part of that is a spanking. But the goal of discipline is a changed heart. And some use spanking just as a form of behavior modification and ironically actually miss the heart of a child thinking they're doing something that they believe to be biblical. So it's important for us to understand that that change of heart is the significant goal that we have in the correction process.
And this is where getting to know our child becomes really significant. Different children respond to different forms of discipline. Some respond well to spanking. Others become more angry and entrenched in their position. It just doesn't seem to be working. So we want to be getting to know each child and what forms of discipline are most effective to bring about a change of heart in that particular child.
It's important to realize that the focus of our discipline is helping a child to learn and to grow. Some parents view consequences as the tool to motivate change. Their approach is basically to offer a negative consequence to a child in hopes that the child's going to learn. I think parents often move to consequences too quickly, and they don't take advantage of some of the other significant correction tools, like practicing doing the right thing, for example. It's not just taking away a privilege or giving a child a spanking that produces the lesson for them. It's really the heart change that helps children change what they believe, helps children change their course of action, helps children change their passions about life or their desires. Now, consequence certainly can be part of that. But more importantly, we're focusing on the heart and trying to change what people believe, helping our children to move in a direction that will address the course of their lives.
We have to help our children know how to live differently. So just giving a consequence may be a motivation, I don't want to do it this way, but how am I going to do it? So the equipping, the training has to be a part of the process. We can't just give a consequence and think we're done. Equipping, training, teaching are key to help children change.
Keep the goal in mind of discipline. Look for strategies that are going to be best for your child, and then you're going to be able to make adjustments or decisions, really, about which tools are most effective to reach the heart of your child.